If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jump rope in his heart.
This is what I do on dates. I'm like, hey, look.
Oh, yeah, I bet that really gets them moist.
Yeah.
Them just watching videos
of
you.
If a guy took out a jump rope, I think I might throw up, like, on a date. He was like, look what I can
do. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. This is not a test.
Dope Queen Phoebs is here. Hi.
That's my birth name, yes.
That's your birth name. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm nervous. I'm shy.
Why are you
nervous?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's just me.
I know. You seem like a really cool person. No, we never met.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
We were just in the DMs.
Yeah.
Just in the DMs.
He slid into my DMs. No.
Did I? I don't know.
No, I don't.
That would make sense.
I think it was like we, just like a mutual, like, whatever.
Yeah. We were just talking about all the things that you do. She publishes books.
I'm the one that Googled.
Okay. Yeah, I Googled it too.
It's okay. You know what? You don't have to know anything about me.
I do. I do. You had a show.
It's called Everything's Trash. It was on Freeform, and it was based on my book, Everything's Trash. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. That came out in 2018. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So wait, what did you start with, like writing or stand up or?
I started doing stand up in 2008. I took a class at Caroline's. Linda Smith was my teacher. She's badass. Boston broad.
She's a Boston broad.
Yeah, she like came up with like Dennis Leary, Lenny Clark, all those guys, and she was a really great teacher. So that was summer 2008, and I was 23 at the time. It was super fun.
Yeah, I took a class too. And I saw you do stand up on YouTube, like from like back then. Those are the fun ones to watch. Not like famous like ones. You know
I mean, it was
not like all
fine.
The HD shit that you do now, you know. No, those are the best because that's where I'm kind of at, you know, like when people are starting out and stuff at Broadway Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
He's going up at Broadway in Greenwich.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, no, you were like, when I asked you to do this, you said like, you're like, oh yeah, like I don't really have much like happening right now or whatever. Like you have stuff in the works, but I was like, no, I just want to like meet you and just like chill with you. Like you seem like a cool person that like I would like to have like game night with, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm competitive.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I'm good at game night.
Yeah. So if I have a game night,
please,
will you come?
I will do charades. I'm
charades
so good.
Is good.
I'm really good at charades.
Yeah, we should play right now.
No. Yeah, Mafia.
Do you ever play relay charades?
No.
Yo. It mixes a relay race with charades.
That's
so it's like,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, because you're into fitness.
Yeah, I am
into
fitness.
So what happens is like two people, one person's like in another room and then they have like the topics. So the teams are like in the other room.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You have to go run to the other, he whispers in your ear, act it out.
Oh, that's fine.
And then the first person to do all the things wins. You hate it. You
oh
hate it.
God.
You were like, you would.
No, I'm kidding. No, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, relay charades is a good one. Pictionary, I'm a good drawer, so.
Okay,
yeah.
I could do Pictionary.
Yeah, Pictionary.
Yeah.
You ever play Boulder Dash? That's a good one.
I did, but that's like a long time ago.
No, Boulder Dash is the shit.
Yeah.
It's like where like you have to, you get like a topic, like a movie title, and then each person has to like think of like a fake response to it.
Okay.
And then you go around and you read them at the end and everyone has to vote on which one they think is like is the real one. The real one is like mixed in there. So you have to be a good liar.
Okay.
So it's like, and sometimes like the stupidest one is the right one.
Yeah.
So it's
like a card game or you make it yourself?
No, it's like a board game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't make it yourself.
I like Life. That was my favorite game. Remember Life?
Life?
I do remember
that
Life.
That was my fave.
I didn't play
that. Life.
Yeah. I didn't play that.
No.
Which one was Life?
The one where you chose your life. You're like, I'm going to go to college or not. And
oh.
Did the whole, we can play it. Don't worry. Well, I'll tell you. Where are you from originally?
I love it. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, but I moved out here to Brooklyn.
I knew you were from Cleveland. I looked it up.
Yeah.
I did research.
You don't get brownie points for doing research, guys. It's part of the job.
No.
Yeah, so I moved out here to go to college. I went to Pratt Institute 2002. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Pratt like the art school?
Yeah, so I was a writing major. So I did like, was like creative nonfiction, short stories, poetry, a little dabbling into script writing. Because I think that program was relatively new when I attended. Yeah.
So you actually, we talked about this a little bit. You write your own books?
I do, yes.
How do you write a book? That's crazy. No, because I have books like, I'm a New York Times best-selling author. Did you know
that? Oh, yeah, because your keto book?
Nah, it's other one before. It was a self-help book.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
But
you know what's crazy? My lucky number is 11.
Oh, okay.
My birthday is 11-11.
Oh, cute.
And I was number 11 on the New York Times bestseller list for 1 week.
But you didn't write it?
I had like a co-author.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't write.
Yeah.
Ghostwriter.
No.
That makes sense.
Ghostwriter is when you make believe that you wrote the book. And yeah. Someone like Drake, you know?
Yeah, no, of course.
As a ghostwriter.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like Samantha Rose, like she wrote the book. Yeah. I'm just here. She like,
oh, you're just the picture.
No, like she would ask me questions and be typing. She'd be like, so like, you know, what did you do when you had an anxiety attack?
Yeah.
Like, cry.
And she's like, that's not interesting enough. Let me rewrite your.
Nah. It was all my shit.
Panic attack. Wow.
But you actually sit at the computer and write
the
whole thing.
Like, indeed.
With
love
like
it.
Apostrophes and shit.
Yeah, I do.
Commas. Yo, I don't know how to use commas.
You don't?
My Instagram captions, like the commas are crazy. I never know when to use a semicolon.
You don't know that?
When do you use a
That's
semicolon?
Crazy.
To combine two independent thoughts
yeah.
that are, they could be two separate sentences, but you
Bro,
can combine them.
Yeah.
I never
if they're
see
like, if they're like related to each
yeah.
other.
But I never see like a semicolon in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
They're used
really
often. I use them a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, lots of people
the
use
intellectual.
I bet you guarantee
here.
You're not going to see a semicolon today.
I'll probably use it in an email.
Now you're going to do it on purpose.
No, I
it's kind of sexy to use when I use it. I'm like,
to top that off.
Wait, so when do you like? Give me an example. Like, when would you use a semicolon?
I feel like you'll be better at coming up with a sentence. You could
come on, writer.
No,
Phoebes.
I'm just trying to think of like what's like a non-boring. Sentence. So it could be something like, he went to the Yankees game today, semicolon. He got pelted with peanuts in the stands or something like that. So it's like those could be two separate sentences, but they are sort of related to each other because like he went to the game and then people
That's
in the stands.
What you use it for?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I always like need that.
Yeah.
I always need like I'm always like doing a thought and then I'm like
it's just like a
wrong
sentence.
I'm like this isn't a full sentence.
Yeah.
But it's not a sentence.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably use it.
Like, no, it is a full sentence.
Oh, it is a full sentence. You could put a period there.
Yes.
You went to the Yankees game, period. He got pelted with peanuts in the audience. Yeah.
This is like, why I can't. I can't write.
Her ass is so fat, it jiggles like Kinkuda. Like that. Like.
Her ass is so fat it jiggles, semicolon.
Yeah, like
I want to
eat it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. That also works.
Perfect. It's my next book.
Yeah, no, but I love book of all the things that I do, book writing is my favorite.
And you have like your own publishing
and my own imprint, yeah.
Imprint.
Yeah, yeah. Launched in 2020. Called Tiny Reparations Books. I just love it. I love it so much.
So like you sign books now.
Yes, yeah, so we sign authors. So we have 30 books on our slate. We started publishing books in 2021. The first one was my last essay collection, Please Don't Sit on My Bed in Your Outside Clothes. And then we have like an amazing book by Grace D. Lee called Portrait of a Thief that Netflix is optioning.
Wow.
You have a biography about Marsha P. Johnson that's coming out soon. We do like short story collections, some poetry. So it's a wide mix of things that I like to
read. Were you like, was that where your book was at? And then they gave you an imprint after that?
Yeah. So I'm published through Plume, which is a division of Penguin Random House. And so Christine Ball has been like overseeing my book since the beginning, because I published my first one in 2016 called You Can't Touch My Hair. So I sold it in 2015. So I started working with Christine and her team in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we want to give you an imprint.
I always wanted to do it because I really was inspired by Toni Morrison, because when she was writing her own books, she edited other people's books at the same time. It's really important for her to sort of, you know, keep the door open and help bring other voices in. And I was like, that sounds cool. That seems like a lot of work. So I'll just like have an imprint instead. Like, I just didn't know in 2015 what that entailed. But it's so fun. It's great. You get to read book proposals, meet with authors, and like you get to publish your stuff. And like, it's not about me. Like, I really just wanted to have a space where people could really get their work published, because it was really hard for me to sell my book in 2015, because people were like, oh, this won't sell, it's written by a black woman, no one wants to read that, like truly just the most ignorant things. And then it ended up on the New York Times bestsellers list for two weeks. Nice. Which is like awesome, but it was just, I was like, it should not be this hard to publish a book if you're not a white person.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I really want to help like shift that. So we're trying to do, at this point, publish maybe like 10 books a year. We started out with 3, and now we're like getting close to like 10 a year. Wow. Which is exciting. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the process myself. I wish there was like a little bit more money in it. There wasn't really for me. I didn't do it for that. I just did it because I wanted to, like, if I had a message, I wanted to like to spread it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's not money in it?
I mean, for some people.
I mean, there is, but I mean, it's just sort of like, you know, publishing is like any industry where like, you know, a high percentage of books like won't sell well, and then there will be some that do sell well. So it's just sort of like a balance of like sort of, you know, trying to publish things that you just really believe in and you love and are well done, because you just don't know what's gonna pop. Like it's hard to tell a lot of times.
It's a lot of work though you got to put in, you know.
Yeah,
so you have to like love it. But yeah,
what
and
did?
What
oh no you okay. go
Oh, no, I was, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. First of all, I was going to ask you about the U2 thing.
Yes.
So, you were saying that you just went to Vegas to see U2.
Yeah, I saw the last
And, like, they're, shows. Like, your besties or something like
that. They're my besties, but I've always been, like, a super fan of them. And, I went to the Vegas show. I saw the last two shows.
At the Sphere?
Yeah, so that was like my 5th and 6th show.
At the Sphere?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's just so cool because it's unlike any other concert experience, just because of the visual element and like all the stuff that they do. So it was really, it was great. I loved it.
But if you're not, I haven't been in the Sphere. I spent a lot of time in Vegas being a stripper. So if you're in the Sphere, like in the middle, you're not like getting the full dome.
Yeah, there are certain like seats, you know, so I would do some on the floor. When I went opening night, B, he put me and my friends up in like section 200 where you could like see everything. And it was really cool because it was like like there were moments, it has like a whole thing where it feels like it's going from like night to day, and like it truly, like the first time I went, I was like, it actually like tricks your brain. You're like, it does feel like daytime right now. Like it was just really, it was just really fascinating. And so
you get like vertigo in that shit?
There was not up there, but there was one when like you're on the floor, there's one part where like the screen is like kind of going backwards and the stage tilts a little bit. And like the first time I was on the floor watching that, I did get a little nauseous. Like I think someone did opening night throw up because it is, because it is like, okay. Now I can get it. But for a second, your body's like, what is happening? But it's so cool.
Yeah, I gotta try it. So bad. I don't like being like fucked with like that. Like sometimes, like the other day, we went to the Rockefeller Center to like sit on that beam thing.
Yeah,
and like now they're making all the elevator rides like a fun ride.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, I don't want to go on a ride right now. The fucking ceiling turns into like a fucking thing. You feel like oh, I'm like, can we just like not make me nauseous at 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's a lot. But it was such a cool show. So it'd be,
so it's not like, is the sphere is not like, you're not like being like fucked with, like you're at like, you're at like Universal or something like that.
No, no. It is just like really, I don't know. It's just like there's so many cool visual moments and elements to it, and it makes it,
I think everyone's like pushed the line further. But
yeah, and so it'll be cool to see like, oh, what would Beyonce do in a space like that? Or like a Lady Gaga, you know what I mean? Like
when you go up to it from the outside, it's crazy. It's like these like little tiny discs that all collectively make this like 20K screen.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just have always been a fan of you two. And then when Jess and I were doing the Two Dope Queens podcast, we ended up doing a show at Bonnaroo in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the year that U2 was playing Bonnaroo. And it was the first time they have ever played it. It was for the Joshua Tree. And so leading up to that, I would just like talk about, you know, Red and One, his like nonprofits, because, you know, I still love the Oprah show, like most people from my generation. I'm almost 40. Can you tell? you know, they had like the Red Gap t-shirts and all that stuff. So I really like remembered a lot of it. So I would like just talk about it on the podcast. And like the podcast was kind of like, you know, Jessica and I were like ignorant and say like just crazy funny shit. And so his team had like reached out and they were like, oh, like we love the podcast.
Wow.
And we like played some clips for him and he like thought it was really funny. I never I still to this day I don't know what he played. But they were like, oh, we'll set up so you guys can meet at Bonnaroo. And I was like, oh my god, this is like, I don't know. And then he was just like the nicest, loveliest guy. Yeah. Took photos with me and like so sweet. So we just like have kept in touch, and now I'm on the advisory board for Red. So excuse me. So I'm doing things like I'm running the Boston Marathon for them and raising money. So it's just been like a really like lovely relationship that is just.
So you'll dip to Vegas like just to go see the show.
Yeah.
Spend the weekend kind of thing.
He flies you out and stuff.
He does not fly me out. Do not start these rumors.
Fly out. Thing.
He is a married man. Bono is not flying me out.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm not trying to get fucked up by his wife. I fly United. Thank you.
it's my favorite airline.
Global Services. I reached it. I achieved it.
What's Global Services?
It's just like if you.
Is that you board first?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. And like you can, like if you want, they have like a little like private room if you need to like check things like faster than other people. But it's just because I was touring last year, stand up.
Oh,
so I just flew a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I was able to achieve.
I do United too because Newark.
The movies.
Yeah.
That's why. Oh.
What?
The movie
selections are good.
Yeah.
On United?
Yeah. They have all got like
the same fucking
movie. No, JetBlue does not have that.
I think they have a better selection in JetBlue.
They're all showing like Air Bud 3.
Absolutely.
Like
not.
The worst.
No,
movie.
It'll be like Shawshank Redemption.
What are you talking about? I watch Past Shawshank Lives on there.
I'll literally watch. What did
they show
I watch?
Straight to DVD.
Not
fucking
true.
Like shit no one wanted to
no.
see.
Oh my God.
It'll be like Avatar.
Did you do your research?
I always
it sounds
fly.
Like you didn't.
I always fly United. They have the worst movies
on
the plane.
No, that's
we'll go. Yeah. We'll just take a flight.
That's absolute fake news.
I was shocked when I...
You think that United has its own like movie system that the other planes don't have?
Because they have the HBO movies and the Hulu movies.
Yeah, I would like watch the Steven Spielberg documentary. Yeah, that was on HBO.
You're like smart. You like weird shit. I'm looking. I want to see.
I'm sorry. Steven Spielberg is not.
You're like Steven Spielberg's like deepest cut. I'm watching like fucking. I want to see what the what just came out. I don't know. Like some new shit.
Did you ever watch that movie?
I want to see like Transformers.
The Society of the Snow. Did you end up watching it?
Yes, I watched.
Oh, that. I want to. That's on my list. I just watched May December.
Oh, I need to watch that too.
Yeah,
probably have that on United.
No, that was.
What's made?
I watched that at home while it was working out.
All right. So then you also, speaking of that, you said you were running the marathon.
Yeah.
You ran 18 miles in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit! But then it makes sense that you did it on the treadmill.
Well, I just was work because I don't know Vegas well. So I was like, I don't want to run and then get like a little lost, and because I was
you
like,
can't
running.
Run there. It's like you'll end up fucking so hot, on top of the sphere.
I know.
There's you have to like drive to like a residential neighborhood to go running.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like New York. New York is the best for running.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to miss my flight because I went to the show the night before the last show. And then I had to get up at like, I think like 6 so I could eat really quickly and then run the 18 miles and then haul ass to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when did you start running? Like it's kind of recent, right?
Last like... March, end of March. Yeah.
So like a year.
Yeah.
So I know. A year to your first marathon.
I know.
That's
it's
crazy.
Wild. I'm so excited.
That's why a lot of it is like, I think in your head too, because I mean, I've been running for a couple of years and I still feel like I'm not near a full yet.
Yeah.
But I probably am, you know, just like if I trained for it and stuff like that.
Yeah. You just find like a training plan and then like does all this stuff for you. So like,
no, but after like a hit, do a half, like my fucking legs are, but I probably wasn't running slow enough to half to where I was saving my energy or something like that.
Yeah, because you want to do like a negative split you, and I didn't do that this last one. Like I PR'd, but I definitely was like the last 3 miles I was running slower because I just went out too fast.
A full or?
No, I did a half marathon.
Oh, okay. You didn't run the New York one?
No, I think I'm going to do that this year. So I'm going to do Boston and New York this year.
Damn, I got to set my game up.
And then I think I'm a friend of mine, she's doing the World 6, so there's like the 6 majors and you get like the medal, so it's like New York, Boston, Chicago, Berlin, Tokyo. New York, Chicago, Boston, Berlin, Tokyo.
So you got the United Global,
one more,
and then you're gonna get the top 6 marathon.
That's her. She's been a runner, so I think I'm gonna run Tokyo with her next year.
That'd be fun.
I've never been, so I'm like, oh, I can like go and then like stay for like a few days and yeah, so I'm really excited, but running's the best.
I know.
Yeah, I hate it.
No, it's addictive once you start doing it.
Really?
Yeah. I never thought like I would even be able to, but then like 3 miles turns into 5 miles, 5 miles turns into 7 miles.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you just keep going, but the full is tough though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You don't take breaks too, or do you?
You could do walking recoveries if you want to, but... Like when I ran the 18 miles on the treadmill, I just ran it the whole time. I was just like,
is that the most you've done so far? Because you're not going to obviously run a marathon before your marathon.
I'm doing 20 miles on Sunday.
20?
And then I taper. Yeah.
Wait, when's the Boston Marathon?
April 15th. Tax day, baby.
April 15th.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'll just taper there.
Where are you going to run the 20 on a treadmill?
I'm going to do Prospect Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What do you do when you run 18 miles on a treadmill? Like watch movies or.
No, I just listen to music the whole time.
Listen to music? Holy.
Wait, they put a treadmill in the park and then you run on it?
No.
Wait, I'm so... What do you
girl,
we're talking
what?
About when she runs...
Girl! You listen, we're going to edit that in post because that was fucking
we're
bananas.
Wait, what's the treadmill situation?
When I was in Vegas, I ran 18
miles
on a
treadmill. You can run on a treadmill or outside.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, not outside,
on
the
treadmill.
You need
to practice. Okay. I was like, are they having marathons and treadmills now?
Yeah. No, she's going to run. Yes, she's going to run in the park. Treadmills in the park. It's
yes,
new...
girl, you need to practice. You think motherfuckers just waking up one day being like, I'm going to run 26.2 miles?
She thought you put the treadmill.
Girl, Hillary Clinton said it takes a village.
And you do the Peloton shit too, right?
Yeah.
I like Peloton.
Yeah, Peloton's great. But like, I just, you
are
know,
you like working with them or something? Or okay.
I did a World AIDS Day run with them in London in December for Red, and that was like super fun. So we want to try and do more stuff with them.
You do the bike too, or just the?
I do the bike, but just because I'm running so much, like usually the bike is like cool down workouts or like boot camps. Like there was like a fun like Janet Jackson one where you're like, okay,
yeah. I'm the bike's like simple compared to the running.
Yeah.
Like the running, like the bike is like my off day type shit.
Yeah.
But I love Peloton.
You could do a marathon. I believe in you. Just find a training plan.
Yeah, I got to like figure out how to slow it down. I was doing like a personal. With this dude, I was doing like a private training thing.
Oh, cool.
But he had me like sprinting and shit. Like it was kind of helping, but like I kind of just like need to just feel it that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can't like wake up. Like I have to be like, you know what? Today I'm going to run a lot, or I can't be like, I have to meet this training guy and run.
You don't need a training guy. Just find a training plan online and just stick to it. So I run 4 days a week and then 2 days of cross training, and then Mondays are my day off.
Mm.
Damn. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Sienna works out.
I just take Pilates.
Pilates is great.
You go to Equinox.
Well, the Pilates at Equinox. Oh. I like the Equinox.
Pilates is so great. It's so great for mobility, core stability, all that stuff. It's so good for your body.
Have you ever seen me jump hard, which I love.
Have I seen you jump rope?
Yeah.
I might have on Jersey Shore. Sure.
Nah, I'm a good jump rope. No, I'm like a professional.
Oh,
not
you?
On jump. No, yeah, not
you
on.
Like sells jump ropes, isn't that?
Okay.
Not on Jersey Shore.
Listen, like, collect the check.
Well, no, I don't make money for that either.
Okay, don't collect the check.
Not selling the
jump rope?
Nothing
makes money.
That is true.
Well, Jersey Shore makes money. It's called Vinny Jumps.
Vinny. I have not seen that. Oh.
How'd you discover that?
And now, like, there's this dude that, like, jump ropes. I've been following him for a while, and he, like, always has his shirt off. And he's hot.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And everyone sends it to me.
Oh, he dances.
And I'm like,
he
does
it to music.
Yeah.
He's sexy. Yeah.
But I'm like, I do the same shit. It's just that I don't have my camera's not that good.
Yeah.
He just has a better camera. You look.
That is so good.
That's See, I'm good. Doing the same thing he does.
That's hard. Jump roping is hard.
Like,
this is what I do on dates. I'm like, hey, look.
Oh, yeah. I bet that really gets them moist.
Yeah.
I'm just watching videos
if
of you.
If a guy took out a jump rope, I think I might throw up, like, on a date. It was like, look what I can
I'd
do.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're single, right?
Yes. Are you single?
Yep. As my fucking mic freak. Yeah, I'm single.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah.
trying to navigate it in New York. Because, like, I'm from Staten Island.
Yeah.
And I tried to live in L.A. for a little bit. Didn't really like it
too
much. And, dating is weird. It's, like, it has a lot to do with, I feel like, where you live, like, who's around you and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying. I thought New York would be the spot, though, because, like, there's just every walk of life here.
Yeah.
And I kind of do believe that, but I don't know. I guess the scene that I'm in is a little bit. It's not my thing for, like, relationships.
Yeah, is it? What, you're around, like, all these reality TV hoes? Like,
not reality TV hoes, just, like, model hoes. No, I'm kidding.
He's so picky. He's so picky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What? Because male pickiness is always just, whenever I hear the things, I'm like, oh, so you're just an idiot. Got it. So
it's a visual pickiness.
Oh, the things. What do you think the things are?
Like, what, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, no, I was like, I don't know what things that would be negative.
Oh, you mean he's visually picky?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
like, what is it? Let's hear it.
No. I'm a little picky, but it's very subjective. It's not like like my thing isn't everyone else's thing.
Right.
Answer
the question.
So no. So I'm like, I have my certain taste,
which is,
I don't know. It's definitely,
you know,
it's like, it's
your dick nose. Just
it's
tell
a little
me.
Bit. Well, I do like booty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like a little thicker.
Okay.
And
who you dating that's thick?
Who am I dating that's thick?
Yeah, these pictures. I see you with these skinny white girls.
You've never seen me with anybody, though.
I see pictures on.
that's like a reality show fling type shit.
All right.
I've like, you know, like my girls aren't out there.
Okay.
They hide themselves.
That's good. I would.
They're ashamed of me. That's my type. Girls that are ashamed of me. Seriously.
Okay.
You know.
You got to unpack that with your therapist, huh?
I do. Every week. but like, yeah, like that. And I don't know. I guess like, because I want to like get married. Like, I feel like the next person is going to be someone that I marry. So
besides a butt, what?
No, that's it. Just the butt. And I'm like, you just have a butt and we're going to get
married.
That's
honestly kind of how he is.
That's honestly like half the battle. But I'm not gonna
that's
like,
more than
shut the fuck up. No, I don't know. I didn't like.
So you want to get married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to get married.
You want to have kids?
Someone has like a good vibe with you.
Yes.
Sense of humor, shorthand, like back and forth, type shit. Someone that's like inspiring, that like does their own job, whatever that may be. What?
He never wants his girl to work. He's like, no, I want to stay home and have one hobby.
You keep saying that. That's not true.
He did say that.
That's not true.
Oh, when he say that. Let's get to the bottom of it. Why don't you say it?
No, that's not true. I like, I do want to have kids and stuff. And I do, I do want like a mother. You know what I'm saying? Like someone that's going to want to be home and raise them and shit.
So you want a stay at home wife?
While the kids are in their younger years. Yeah. Okay. You know, I mean, if she has time for other shit, feel free to do that.
Yeah.
But I just don't really.
If you have a job, I guess feel free to go to your dumb job.
I got that. I got that while we're raising the kids. I got the job part.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you can go back to work, when the kids are in school or, you know, then that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for when it comes to that. It's not that I don't want someone to work. But I'm willing to step in and be like the provider role.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. That with a fat booty.
Mm-hmm. Are you dating?
No.
Are those the bad things that the guys say?
They're not bad.
No. You were like when a guy, you know.
I don't know. I just think in general, there's just a level of shallowness.
Mm.
And it is
like physically, like physical shallowness,
or just like an actual inability to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men actually struggle with that.
That's true.
Unfortunately. So it makes it hard when you're a person who likes to have conversation, you read and you do. It's like, I'll just be like, oh, this isn't going to stimulate me. So
sometimes the opposite is cool though. I don't know why. Like sometimes like, I date people that are just not like me, and for some reason it kind of works because I'm like a thinker. I'm like an overthinker and something.
Yeah.
And when someone's like just like an underthinker and just there, I mean, they still have to have like some kind of intelligence and back and forth, but they don't have to like share my exact mind, you know?
Right. Yeah, it just made me smart.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people aren't smart.
Yeah. Do you go out with a woman that you consider smart?
Ooh, that's a dress. You know what that is?
What?
You know what that is, y'all? That's leading the motherfucking witness because she already know what the answer is. Go ahead.
Oh, no. She, like, thinks she's, like, fucking.
No, but she knows. Listen, she know, she know the true tea. You trying to act like she don't know.
No, I go out with smart people for sure. But smart doesn't mean that you're going to have a vibe. Okay, guys. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff. You know, talking to professionals, and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important, all right? So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online And it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
You can be book smart, you can be degree smart, but it doesn't mean you're going to be like, you know, like have our vibe that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, like our vibe.
Yeah,
like,
you guys have a vibe?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all trying to smash?
Oh my God, never.
Nah. We're in like a relationship, but not like romantic. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're like a brother.
Kinda. I wouldn't say some shit to my sister, I say to you.
That's true. But that's just because I fuck women. I feel like that's
girls too, so comfort. Yeah, we bond over that.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But I'm definitely more of a mind person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm also not a guy. I guess guys are more visual. I don't know.
Listen.
They're a cultural thing.
Listen, we got to stop with these narratives.
What, guys like, are visual?
Well, I think, not to make this a whole whatever, but I think a lot of these things where it's like, girls just mature faster than guys and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, this is also societal shit that's been perpetuated that's in benefit for guys to behave like children by being like, oh, they're just, boys will be boys. It's like, no, they won't.
Yeah.
Make them fucking grown-ass men who aren't fucking pigs.
Yeah.
Not all men. You have to say not all men, by the way. Now you got to say not all men.
When you say men, you have to say not all men.
You gotta say not all men. Oh. I do, because then there'll be a guy with a Patagonia vest.
Oh,
he's gonna come for it's your me. Life. No. He's gonna be like, you gotta be like, not all men. But yeah,
you're right though. Just for a lack of accountability, like they don't have, you know what I mean? Like
I was that
conveniently
childish.
For men.
Yeah.
I was like a childish boy. Running around the streets for a long time.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, I feel like I'm slowly coming out of that.
Yeah.
Into mm-hmm. more of a male leadership type of role.
Oh, you're going to be the leader now. Okay. All right.
In some ways, yeah.
Nice.
In some ways. But I'm saying, like, I wasn't ready for that, you know? So when I was in my little situationships, I was being the guy that you're describing, you know? And now I just feel like I would be more disciplined and take on that role, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm looking for something. I feel like I'm more ready for it.
That's great.
I hope but a lot of guys are out here, like, not... They're still in that other place where I was and, like, going on dates. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like a lot of guys aren't transparent. Like, were you transparent with every girl who was really into you? Like, I'm not going to marry you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of these guys will be, like, silly.
Yeah.
But they don't, like, tell you that they're being silly. You know?
Yeah, you got to read those. You got to read those.
It's hard.
You watch Love is Blind?
I do. Yeah.
Did you see the last season?
I've watched every season. I started watching when I got COVID in 2022. And it's just like, I mean, it's also like one of these things where it's like these people obviously are like trying to be famous, whatever. But it's just
this last one was like no one got married, which is hilarious. Because
no one did.
Yeah, one did.
Yeah.
But I feel like the one, the other black ones,
couple, right?
No. It was Amy and Johnny.
Like, they went to the
couple that everyone fast forwarded through. They're the ones who got married. It's like,
I know.
I'm like, I know. And they're like, oh, we got to discuss finances. Bitch, I ain't trying to watch that. Fast forward. Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Oh, what kind of contraception? Again, this is in middle school, honey. So I fast forward. It's boring.
Everyone watches like the first two episodes and then like the last episode.
I watched all the thing. It was
all
great.
All the shit in the middle. I watched, what's her name? Every time the flight attendant was on.
Oh, Chelsea?
Yeah. She was great to watch.
Yeah, she was good.
The Megan Fox.
Great TV, yeah. It's like coming from reality TV and doing all these shows and stuff, like it's complete bullshit to like ask someone to marry them in 2 weeks, you know. But then as a viewer, I'm sitting there, I'm like, how come no one got married?
Yeah.
It's I'm like one of those people that hates me, that like, they're like, how come you didn't end up with one of those girls? I'm like, I don't know, I met her a fucking week ago, you know.
So you fake it for the TV.
You don't fake it. When you're there, you do the best you can of, I mean, they're faking it because they're talking about marriage.
Yeah.
I was never talking about marriage. I was, you know, mine was just like silly dating shows and shit. But they have to talk about spending the rest of their life together, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Even The Bachelor is crazy to me.
Yeah. It's all insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you ever do a reality show? You're too smart for it.
I can. I didn't say that.
I said it.
I just don't think it's my... my thing, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes I eat McDonald's, but would I work there? No.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like a nice indulgence.
It's like, it's fun, entertaining stuff to watch. You could really, if you want to try see it in an anthropological way and study human beings and their behavior, you can. But it's just, I like to do the creative things that I do.
Yeah. Did you ever watch like Jersey Shore?
I did.
Did or didn't?
I did. Oh, you did?
Nice. Back in the day, or
Yeah.
The new one. I like the new one better.
Yeah.
Because it's like us, like grown up and everything.
Back when you're on dates, do you ask them if they've seen Jersey Shore?
Yeah. Everything I've done so far has been. I'm like the jump rope. Have you seen Jersey Shore? No, I haven't. I usually don't say that. I do like when they kind of bring it up though. Mm-hmm. So it's like gets over like the weird,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Who I am type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know who I am at all
because they're young.
Yeah, we're still on. We're still on though.
Really?
Yeah. What
age? We're still on.
What ages are we talking about?
25.
Oh, so their brains are barely formed.
I don't know. I didn't say it.
Not all men, but all men are the same.
I don't like. I'll go on a date with any age. It's just that sometimes they're 25. Like a fucking.
What's the oldest?
Well, what do you mean? What's oldest? I've what?
Not oldest. You fucked someone you dated, like for real. What are you talking? 28. You pushed the
30, 30,
30. Okay.
30, yeah. 30, 31.
Okay.
30, 31. I have no problem with that. But yeah, like,
no problem. He has no problem
but
with a woman aging.
If someone's 25,
yeah,
I'm not. What am I going to be like? I can't go on a date with you because you're 25. Like, I don't exclude them from from the conversation.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Some of them like, some of them want to get married. Some of them are like, you know.
No, of course. I'm just busting your balls. I'm sorry. I have an older brother. This
you
is
can.
What,
it's fine.
This is how I do. No, no, no.
He does it the whole time.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to. I have like a range, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever one sticks. But I'm not like a guy that's like, I need to date like a girl in her 20s. Like,
yeah.
I have to. Does something to me.
Yeah. I think I think you'll meet your person in the next 2 years.
You think so?
Hmm?
Why? Because I just seem ready for it, like putting it into the universe.
Yeah, I feel like you're like, okay, I want to get married. Like, yeah. So your intentions are just gonna be different.
Yeah.
You're gonna date with the intention of like, do I see this going?
Dating with intention.
Yeah, yeah. I see it. I see it all.
You're not on like Raya.
I am, but I
surprised I never saw you on there.
You what?
I never saw you on there.
I never saw you on there.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm outside your age range.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Bah, 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 bah.
That's going to be the clip.
No.
Do I have an age range on Raya?
I don't remember.
Age range?
I don't know. I just said that because I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's trash. I'm going to leave it. There's no reason for me to be on it.
Yeah. I say that too, but yeah. Then like if I go to... I think like I went on like Tinder or Hinge like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling that. That was too messy. That was like Raya's a little bit more dialed in, I feel.
Mm. It's probably better for dudes than girls.
Yeah.
You know.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's just guys who
So where do we meet people? Instagram?
I don't know. Listen, I'm out here doing me. I don't know when I'm going to meet anybody. So yeah.
It's so hard.
But it's okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you would though, right?
What, get married?
Like meet somebody, go on dates, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I just am like, I don't know, I think I came out of my last relationship in what, 2022 and sorry, I'm like getting over.
Me too.
I just been doing like a lot of stand up and I'm not shutting the fuck up, so now this cough is just lingering for a week.
I haven't slept in like 3 days from this cough.
Really?
Like a bad cough, yeah.
Oh no, that's
you know like when good. It keeps you up at night and shit, and you're like hacking up stuff.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah. But yeah, I would totally be open to finding the right. But I'm at a place in my life where I'm like, I'm so good, and I think a lot of women my age are like, this is like, I'm actually so good, and my friends are like great, my family's great, my career's good. Like, I just don't want. Nonsense. So you got to elevate my life, and if you can't, I'm so not fucking interested. And it doesn't mean I don't hate men. There's none of that. I'm just sort of thinking practically, like, I don't need someone to come in here and fuck shit up.
Right. I just want to know where we meet each other.
Bookstores.
Wait, you asking me out, Vinny?
Yeah, like this is what this was.
This would be like Instagram. This would be an Instagram couple. Right? Because you guys met over Instagram?
Yeah, well, yeah. Met over Instagram.
We met over... Yeah. Yes, I will go out with you, Vinny. You pick the
we
location.
We should go on a date. Like, yeah. Not even, like, like, it's whatever. Just, like, I want to, like, just, you know...
Let's go.
I want you to fucking tear me apart.
No! You know, you can tell I'm a ball buster. Yes, mm-hmm. we will go out. Yeah. But I don't know. I always, like, whenever I end up in a relationship, it's always just been, like, either a setup or just happy to meet a person. Like, I've never... really dated anyone from an app. Like, even like with this last fling I had last year in London with this like cute Italian guy, it's just like I met him at a
Italian guy.
I just met him at a restaurant, and that's like he was
in London.
Yeah, so I was went to go see Beyonce because I could not get tickets here. I was trying to go see them, and it got dicey. I was like, let me try and get tickets to Warsaw. Could not get tickets to see Beyonce in Warsaw.
It was sold out in Warsaw.
Girl, I woke. I set my alarm. I woke up. I got in the Ticketmaster queue. That shit was sold out in 15 minutes. It was wild. So a girlfriend and I, we went to London, saw Beyonce. We went out to a dinner, and this guy, he was it was like a Michelin star restaurant. He wants to be like a sommelier. So we just like chatted and like
I know so little about wine. So I was like, oh, this is cool to have someone like explain this. And mm-hmm. yeah, and then we had like a cute like little whatever. But it's always just like, I don't know.
Did you have to like fly back and forth type shit?
I mean, no. It was just like for that thing. And then we like kept like FaceTiming and chatting for a while. And then I saw him again and he like did not have his shit together. And I was like, I was like, we're not doing this. I was like, this is supposed to be fun and light. You over here crying in my arms because you don't have your life. I'm like, boo. Oh. I'm like, I got my life together, babe. And like, I'm not going to do that with you for a fling.
Yeah.
No. What's one of those red flags for you?
Red flags is just impulsive behavior. That was one of the things that I called off my last relationship. We were like talking about getting married. He got like an engagement ring, but he was just doing like impulsive things. And I was like, this is not, there needs to be some level of stability of sort of like emotional maturity.
Impulsive like what?
Just like, just making rash decisions, just being like, oh, I think I would like want a DJ now. So I think, and just like not being responsible with money. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing, babe? And then he was very threatened by my career, which was like not great.
Yeah.
And admitted that he was like resentful of me. And I was like, I don't deserve this. Yeah. I've just worked a long time and I should be allowed to enjoy like my success without a guy being like, but this makes me feel bad about myself.
It's
like,
so not masculine too.
Yeah. It's like, what's that's the point? Like, work on your shit. So I had to call that.
Well, that's the thing too. I meet a lot of people that are not here. They're in other states and countries. And
but that's kind of nice because you get to travel. You have a reason to go see them.
Yeah. Fly them out.
I want to live here. I want like.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I want to live here. I want to like watch Love is Blind on the couch. You know what I mean? I've had too many like FaceTime relationships with trying to make it work like long distance wise, you know?
Yeah. I get that. That makes sense.
All right. Well, next 2 years, she said it's going to happen.
I hope that does believe happen.
Where are you going to take me out to dinner, Vinny?
I don't know. I'd have to like really, I would ask you like, what kind of food do you like?
I'm pretty flexible. I love Italian. I love Thai food. Oh my God. Thai really food big. Is so good.
You eat steak?
Do I eat? Yeah.
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 How do you like it cooked?
Like, it all depends. Like, you know, I think...
Good restaurant. The best steakhouse. How would you let it...
Here's what I will say about steak. I am not a big steak person. I think it's fine. The best steak I ever had was at Petrus, which is in London. It's a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. And it was, like, the best steak of my life. It was so good. But I'm not a huge steak girl.
But would it, like, would you eat it medium rare?
You know, here's the thing. Like, when you're just like, oh, because I typically, I'm from the Midwest. You want everything, like, well done. But if you go to a good restaurant, they do it right. And they want it. Like,
I was only asking because I can't take someone to a steakhouse who, because I like to share everything.
Yeah, I like to share, too. You know what I mean? That's cute. Yeah.
Order for the table.
We could do, probably have you been to Kraft?
No.
Kraft is good. It's a Tom Colicchio restaurant. On East,
it's a what restaurant?
Tom Colicchio.
Oh, Colicchio, like a famous chef
guy? Yeah. He's a top chef.
Oh, cool.
That guy, ball guy. But it's really good.
All right.
Their short rib. Oh my God.
Have you ever been to Emilio's?
I heard about it. I haven't been. You're gonna take me?
Maybe that's where we'll go.
All right. Is that a dress up kind of vibe?
Yeah, it's like either dress up or it could be like cool New York. You could just like walk in.
Because if I dress up. Serving by yada yada in a dress, and you come in a and jeans. That's I'm gonna be mad.
Yo, that's what just happened to me. Some girl, I'm not gonna get into it, but she's like, you showed up in sweatpants. I didn't wear sweatpants. I just don't wear.
On a date.
Yeah, because like I dress like this is how I dress. Like,
nah, I wouldn't even sat down.
Really,
I would have left.
What would be the attire that is acceptable?
Like, I mean, like sweatpants slack. If we're like booed up and we're running errands together.
I wasn't wearing sweatpants. I wear like
joggers.
Like I wear like carpenter pants. Like what's the word I'm looking for? Like parachute type pants and shit.
Like Dickies.
Like Dickies. Like Carhartt. Like stuff like that. I know, but what do I wear then? I wear jeans.
If you're,
but I put it together in like a swaggy type of way.
But if it was a nice restaurant, right? I presume because she dressed up.
She didn't really dress up.
I mean, what'd she wear?
Jeans and a fucking t-shirt, like a tucked in jeans with like the thing, I don't know, like with like a bodysuit or some shit.
Oh yes, I love this is a bodysuit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it was like similar vibes to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what should I have worn? Like slacks?
Was she annoyed or was she just like joking around?
Like, she said it, like she brought it up for one reason, but she probably, for her to bring it up, that means she talked about it before.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think anything that looks leisure-y, it just, you know, sends a message of like, this is a whatever. Like, I just am like, not that I'm like super old school because I'm not, but I'm like, you just want to put in the effort to let the other person know that like, I'm excited to be here and I'm going to put my best foot forward. And I want to look like a little snack for you so you can go jerk off about it later. You know, all those things.
I got to do like more of like that cool, like hipster New York, like
you do
like vibe. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because then it's a little bit more dressed up, but still like my style.
You need to go more vintage.
Shopping. I can't go like finance, bro.
No, you don't need to be finance, bro.
I can't. Not that's necessary. That's what I feel like when I'm fucking dressed up.
You know? No, you just need some more cute vintage pieces.
Okay. We'll
work on yeah.
It. I think we have to go. Is it an hour? We're good?
I have a couple things. I have to go, but if you want to keep going, I can get Art to come in here. Oh, and then you can
how long did we do?
You have 50 minutes right now.
50?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could do it for like 10 more minutes. Yeah, for like an hour. All right, cool. Thanks.
You're the best girl.
She really is.
She's so cute.
Oh,
I
my
like
God.
Her.
It got. It's still hot in here.
I know. It's.
Hot. I don't know if it changed.
No,
it
definitely didn't.
No.
This building is.
They lied to us. They lied to us. It's okay. That's how it goes.
Yeah, vintage. I need to like have a little pocket watch type shit. I don't know. This is the way I dress.
No, I think this is nice, but I feel like you just want that little extra effort for a date. Mm-hmm. It's the effort. That's what, this is like what I always want to like express to guys. It's like it's not necessarily all this like sort of pomp and circumstance. It's just like we want to see concerted effort throughout various things, like whether it's like dressing up nice for a date or like, you know, just even like not texting just to like arrange the next date, but just be like, oh, how are you doing, how was your day, like that kind of stuff. That's what women really appreciate, not to speak for all women, but
yeah. I sent a girl a steam inhaler when she was sick.
That is nice.
That's cute.
That's very thoughtful.
That same girl.
The German girl?
No, the one that that said I was wearing the sweatpants.
Well, what did she look like? I'm kidding. It doesn't matter.
I'll show you later. Okay. But yeah, that's the type of shit that I do. I want to, you know.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
I send like IVs.
Okay. Why? Oh, because they're like hungover?
There's like companies that do it. Oh, wow, this is not. There's companies that will go there if you're like you're sick or you're hungover or something like that, you know.
Copy. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe I am slacking in the dressing department, but I think everywhere else I am really showing effort. If I like somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how you can tell if you like somebody, if you want to get up and like really show the effort.
Yeah.
But then those ones don't really give me much back, you know? Like why it's not because I'm doing it.
But who are you choosing?
Right. But it's not on purpose, though. They all think that, like, oh, you're only doing that with that girl because she's not giving you that same reciprocity.
Oh, no. I just meant, like, who are you choosing? You have to be...
The 25-year-old. 25-year-old is old. Is
okay. See, then I'm like, you gotta pick people that, like... Like that, this feels like this could be a thing rather than just like picking like a cute 25-year-old where it's like a what, like you're trying to get married, you want to pick someone on the same page as you. And this is not to disparage like 25-year-olds, but I'm just saying, like, you could tell like when you're interested in a person if you're like, oh, are they about that life or they're just like loosey goosey, that kind
nonchalant.
Of like, and don't give that energy to that because that's going to be the outcome you're going to get. You gotta like invest in someone who like is legit.
Yeah.
And not these just like chill whatever's clever.
You're right.
That's not
but
good
like,
enough
all,
for you.
All my horror stories are just like after the first maybe date or two or something with those people.
Yeah.
I never like invest in them for like a couple months. Right. I'm just like, oh, I went on a date with another fucking nonchalant 25-year-old and it was horrible and whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't fucking know.
You know.
What other dates do you like? I like to go on picnics.
Picnics are cute. They're fun.
Nice out. The weather's getting nice. Maybe we'll do a picnic.
Yeah, I'm down for a picnic. I like
Trader Joe's first.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's cute. Museums are cute. I like going to a little museum and then you just like walk around.
Yeah.
You're not fucking with culture?
No, I love museums and I want someone that I could do that with.
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a karaoke.
Museum of Natural History is a lot though.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's like a lot of like just stimulation and shit.
Yeah, but then you like do that and then you like go grab a bite.
I get like anxiety. I need someone to like rub my my neck and shit.
Yeah.
I'm in too many crowded places.
Yeah, that's fair.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I get that. That is a lot. Concerts, I love doing that.
I feel like those aren't first dates though.
Oh no, I'm just talking in general.
Okay, yeah.
He's gonna choose a nice restaurant.
The steak, yeah.
Yeah, I always say that I don't think that like your best dates should be your first dates.
No. You know what's fun though? Archery. I would do that.
I have a joke about that.
I would do that on a first date. It's fun.
Axe throwing.
But then I say archery. I say axe throwing. I'm like, now I got to be a Viking to get pussy.
That is a good one. okay. No, but that's
working on it.
That stuff is good. Bowling's good. Like it's like fun and interactive.
Yeah, take the pressure off too.
Yeah, and it's also just like you were just only doing dinner and just could turn to a job interview, and it's like you want to.
Yeah, dinner's tough. Like you know, you're sitting across from a stranger. Yeah. The waiter comes.
You get to see more of a person and what they're like. Like with a restaurant, like going on a dinner day is very good because I can just see like. Okay, how do you treat the wait staff? And that for me is very important.
Yes.
But I feel like when you're out doing stuff, like, are you super competitive? Are you like what? Like, it's all that stuff when you do archery and just fun things that are like.
I love seeing people in group settings.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know?
Yeah.
First date group. That could be interesting.
Well, maybe not first. That would be tough. But like eventually, like soon, like let's go meet up with my friends or something like that. And it's totally chill. And then you just see how they like kind of interact with. I did that recently. I had a date and then afterwards we went to go meet up with like people.
That's cute.
One girl, the girl that before the five date girl, you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I was like, oh, do you want to go to like meet up with my friends at, like Soho House after or whatever? And she was like, she's like, no, it's like, I can't be outside with you yet or some shit. I was like, all right, kind of fuck with that. I was like the side dude.
No, you deserve better than being the side dude.
Yeah, I guess I got where she was coming from, like, you know, because people are going to, like, start rumors and stuff like that. She just didn't want to do that, like, right away. But I'm like, we don't have to think of it like that. Like, we're just all going to, like, meet up and chill, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't want people to be like, oh, he's with her or she's with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Let people talk. Who gives a shit?
I know. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
The 25-year-olds don't realize that.
You need to date like a 32-year-old.
That's a good
one. That like wants a baby 32. In the next year.
I don't know.
You could do 36.
How about that? 36. You could date We're getting someone, crazy, Phoebe.
You could date someone your age.
We're getting crazy now.
I feel like then you cheat.
How old's your brother? Wait, what?
I just feel like he would cheat.
I would cheat?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have the
How did we get to that?
She's projecting.
Damn.
She's projecting me cheating on her one day.
He totally would.
Yeah.
Okay. My brother was it 2024? He's turning 44 in December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the best. I love him so much.
So you break his is he married or?
Yeah, he's married to kids. Okay, yeah. Okay. We break each other's balls all
the time. Got you. Always I didn't know if like he was like in that position and you were breaking his balls like about dating younger girls and stuff like that.
No, he married his college sweetheart. They met cute. The first week of freshman year.
That's what I want.
It was so cute. Yeah.
Nah, that's for like real girls.
It's damned if you do.
It's like one of those things where I'm sure like it's great to like meet your person when you're that young, but I'm sure it's also like I think for who I am, I'm like, oh, like I'm not I'm not this person when I was 18, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like nice. I was able to like work through things and like gain like confidence and self-esteem and have like, you know, financial, you know, independence. And like, I think I would be a much better partner now than if I like met someone when I was like 20 and got married, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I root for you.
Yeah. I would have when you were 20.
I know, but Now it's too late. Yeah. I missed out, you guys.
Missed out. I'm playing.
I know.
All right, so mm-hmm. I think we gotta get out of here. So
yeah,
what do you want to promote, if anything? No, I'm serious.
When is this coming out?
Next week.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I'm on like a.
Okay.
I'm on like a schedule now.
I'm self-producing my special, so I'm taping it March 30th in LA at Dynasty Typewriter. I'm very excited. 7:30 and 10 p.m. show. So you go to dynastytypewriter.com.
And where's the special going to be put
out? I'm just going to put it on YouTube. Because all these other platforms are so backed up. And I'm like, I just, like, the hour's done. So I just, like, want to move on.
Yeah,
so I can really, like. I like slowly start building my new hour, but because I'm still locked into this one, I feel like creatively like in the middle and stuck. Mm-hmm. So I want to do that. I'm just going to put it on YouTube and then clip it out on social media and, you know, see where it's. So that way one day I can open for you.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm super famous.
Do you guys understand? So we were DMing, we were chatting and he was talking about stand up and he goes, so you do stand up too, right? And I was like, yes.
No, you said
since 2008.
No. You said, oh, what's up with these stand-up shows that you're doing?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm like, yeah, you do stand-up too, right?
What? Oh,
what's it wrong sounded. With that? You hate me,
Vinny. I do. I'm what? I'm dressed nice for you.
I'm dressed nice for you. You said I look like a homeless person.
I
and
did
if I
not,
showed up on a date like this,
I did not.
You would slap me in the face,
Vincent. What? That is not what I said.
Don't call me Vincent. It turns me on.
Yeah. No, I was just saying for our first date, this is not the outfit.
Well, because, wouldn't be it. It would actually be worse than
no,
this.
No, but because she
said
you wore...
I'd be in like an essential sweatshirt. That's what I wore. Yeah.
She said you wore sweatpants, and that was where I was like, oh,
it
he's
like
not...
It wasn't sweatpants. It was just not like...
Yeah.
It was like shit like this, like swaggy shit. Anyway, the
you
special...
You got the kith.
You got the special coming out.
Yes.
Follow you on Instagram.
Dope Queen Phoebs.
We're going to go on a date.
We are.
We're going to do game night. You can come to that.
Yeah.
Picnic.
You could come to the date, too.
Yeah, come to the date. Come to the picnic. You know what I mean?
How do you think the date would go? I'm curious.
I want to do this now just to, like, you know.
Sure.
Just to, like.
I'm down.
Get.
I think he would get your... really shy.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Shy. Yeah, I think he would get shy.
Oh.
No, after a couple of drinks. I'm
after a couple
loose
of drinks. But then you'd be like, who is he now? You know?
Yeah.
Aw.
But I think it would be good.
Are you a shy kid?
Yeah, really shy kid. I either like I'm quiet or I'm oversharing. There's no in between.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah. And also, you're more accomplished than any girl he dates. So it's gonna be probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, ew.
He's not gonna get a boner. I can guarantee you that.
He hates accomplished women.
No, I get hard. Like I'm like, oh my god, the book imprint. Yes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so hard. Random House. Oh, we could talk about like intellectual things, like book writing and stuff. You know. So, where do you have your New York Times bestselling plaque? No, I need like Sienna has to come because she's like my emotional support.
She's not lesbian. Coming to our first date.
She comes everywhere with me now. Like I can't go. Remember, I went to the stand without you.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
The stand's such a good room, though. Did you stand up in? It's
yeah,
great.
It was a little intimidating.
Yeah,
the manager is calling me.
Yeah, like no, see, all the other comics are there, like watching you and shit. You know what I mean? Like so.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's where I'm at in stand up. I'm like, I truly do not give a shit.
That's good.
Yeah. About anyone else's opinion. It's like, I'm not doing it for the comics.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Once you're there for the audience, it kind of feels good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like for this comics, I'm like, oh fuck.
Were they watching you?
Yeah, of course. People like fucking come out of like
the green room.
They come out of like their fucking bedrooms and come watch me do it. They're like, I want to see him suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
There is an element of that, and that you just have to,
especially
like,
when you
that.
Do well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got this.
All right. Thank you so much for
Thank
coming,
you.
And we'll hang out again, but. Bye, guys. Like, subscribe.
Bye, you guys.
Do
like
all
and
the
subscribe.
Things. Do all the things.
Vincent needs cash.
Vincent needs cash, yeah. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.